July 27th is very interesting because it includes music that has just been written by a living composer. It includes music of a composer that lived mostly in the first part of the 20th century. We love presenting music of composers that is not new music, but it's maybe very unfamiliar music, gems that are worth discovering over again. And then pieces that are in the standard repertoire for good reason. So in this case, it starts off with a piece by the composer Joseph Yongen. If you've heard of his name at all, you probably know it in the context of organ music. He's a Belgian composer, writes very beautiful, very charming music. In this case, it was selected because it shows off our harp faculty, June Heim.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I love chamber music with harp. It's such a striking instrument. There's nothing like seeing this glorious instrument on stage. The visual impact of a harp itself is wonderful, and then to hear it mixed with the other instruments. So we're glad to include that. The Bowdoin Festival includes all the strings, percussion, some winds, and harp. And that's just the mix that we've ended up with historically. So glad to reflect that. The concert continues with a piece by Missy Mazzoli, who's one of the most exciting young women composers on the scene today. She's got a lot of recognition, has written some fabulous pieces. She will actually be in residence at the festival during week 5. So she'll be here for that concert, and she will have worked with the younger musicians in preparing her piece. It's called Still Life with Avalanche. That will feature our faculty along with some of our fellows who are our older side of our participant population, nearing the end of school and about to enter the profession. So that's Missy Mazzoli's piece. I think it's very, very exciting. And then it will end with a piece by Dvorak.
Before you get to the Dvorak, though, can you give me any hint about the avalanche part of this? It's just, my head, I just know other people are thinking right now, what is that going to be like? I know you probably don't want to give it away, but can you give us even a hint of what that might sound like?
Oh, well, I think that those who are interested should come and hear Missy talk about it herself.
There before the concert?
We ask the composers to say a few words before the performance of their piece.
Oh, good.
So you'll hear it in her words. I don't want to put words into her mouth, but we look for composers that write very colorful, very communicative music, and her music is like that. So nothing will get destroyed on stage. Let's put it that way. But it will be a pretty exciting thing to
listen to.
People
will not
to.
Be running toward the
no.
exits in fear
no,
of their
no.
lives. Okay.
No,
because that would ruin the Dvorak then.
That's right. And then we end with Dvorak. We've spoken before about the craft of Dvorak. It's not only beautiful music, but one sometimes forgets. You talk about the craft of someone like Beethoven or Mozart, but Dvorak was such a craftsman too. Every note glows with life and vitality, and the dance rhythms, the interlocking lines, the weaving of an ostinato line above the melody presented lower in the chamber music group. It's magic, and we love Dvorak. So there are a few major works of Dvorak on our season this year, and this is one of them. This is his string sextet. It's actually not heard as often as some of his other major works, but it's a glorious piece.